Hey, what's up, Uncle G? I've been looking at my credit report ever since you've been doing your series. But what is this thing called public records? What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Uncle G, for Mentally Financial with Gary B. Hey, I've been doing this six-part series on credit reports and how to read them. Today, we're going to talk about public records and what public records really means. If you don't know, I want you to sit back or chill or do whatever you're doing. I want you to keep a mental note of this because this can kind of affect you in a different way compared to the other things that are on your credit report. So this is Uncle G, hey, with Mentally Financial, and I'll be right back in a moment. Peace. Welcome back to Mentally Financial with Gary B, aka Uncle G. Hey, like I was saying at the top of the intro, we're going to be talking about public records and what public records really are on when it comes to a credit report. There are three main types of public records that can be included in your credit report, okay? Each of these are detrimental impacts on your credit standing and may remain up for up to 10 years. That's how crazy it is. Like, let's talk about bankruptcies. Bankruptcies, if you don't know, come in chapter 7, 11, and 13. These bankruptcies can be listed on your credit report. The length of time they remain there and the damage done to your credit standing depends on the type of bankruptcy in question, whether or not, you adhere to the terms of the bankruptcy. Excuse me, y'all. Now, but other than that, there's no way to mediate how much a bankruptcy affects your credit score. You got to think about it. It is what it is, regardless of the chapter that you file. Because, credit bankruptcies ain't no joke. So if you get a bankruptcy on your credit report, believe me, it can kind of hurt you. And there's nobody out there, no guru's going to tell you they're going to take 10 points, 50 points, 100. Nobody really knows because it's the algorithm that breaks it down to give you an idea of what it is. Now, you're going to also have those social media gurus tell you that they can get it taken off. A public record cannot be taken off your credit report, especially if it is you. Now, if it's erroneous or if it's not you or identity theft, yes, now you got something to fight with. But if you went to court, and you got something against you and you did the bankruptcy, they're not going to get it off. Okay? So don't pay these people no money to try to get something off that ain't going to come off. Now, they can try, which you can try yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to tell people in the teachings that I do, everything that you pay somebody to do, you can do for yourself. Now, I'm not saying don't learn how to do it or pay somebody to teach you, because like I said, that's what I do. You can pay me to teach you how to do it for yourself, but at the same time, to pay someone to do it, it's up to you. And I'm not saying you're wrong for doing that, because everybody doesn't have time and everybody doesn't have the inclination to understand certain things. Those kind of things I'm cool with, but you need to stay 100% vested in what you having these people do for you, because they're talking for you. So if you're not really understanding or following what they're doing for you, you can get yourself in more trouble. All right. Hey, let's get off of that. The next thing that you can find in your public records is a tax lien. Now, tax liens are pretty much court often attaches the notice as a lien to a property record in order to block a sale of a property until unpaid debts or unpaid taxes are addressed. So, those of you that got property and you're not paying the property tax, those are the type of tax liens that these are talking about. You may owe that bill. You may have some unpaid debts because you inherited some property. Anything like that falls under the tax lien category, okay? Now, the next one is where a lot of guys and ladies fall into, and I hate to say it, mostly guys fall into this next one. Civil judgments. If a court finds that you owe another party money, i.e., child support, this will be reflected on your credit report. Now, some people say they don't understand how child support can be put onto your credit report. Now, I'm not even going to sit here and fight that one because to me, I don't think that deserves to be on there either. But hey, to each his own on that one. You know what I'm saying? That's one we need to fight down the line. But yes, if you owe someone something and they take you to court and they get a civil suit against you, regardless of child support, anything that a person takes you to court for a civil suit can cause you to be put on, have that judgment put onto your credit report, okay? So you need to make sure that you understand what you're getting yourself into. And that's why I'm doing this 6-part series on understanding your credit report so you will know what to look for if you do it yourself or have someone else do it for you. Now, if you come to my Facebook group, you will find a checklist of how long does negative information stay on your credit report. I have that in my Facebook group, but it's a private Facebook group, so you have to go through a few things, answer a few questions to join the group. And you can find me on Facebook under GB Rohn Jr. That's where you can find me. But anyway, come check it out. Come see what we're talking about. And that's pretty much what we're going to, only thing we're talking about in this week's statement. I mean, this week's, episode. Okay. So come back and check me out next week. We got 2 more episodes in this series. And hey, I'm trying to get you on the right path of success, especially financial success. You know, I do the research. You just got to follow. This is Uncle G with Mentally Financial with Gary B. Hey, I'll see you in the next one. Later.
I want to give a big shout out to all my incredible listeners for vibing with me through this episode. Mark your calendar because I drop a fresh batch of knowledge every Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's a date that you don't want to miss. Share this podcast with your squad and your fam. Catch me vibing on your go-to streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Just stop by my website for the full experience. Until the next episode, keep it real. Keep it mentally financial. I'm your man, Uncle G, signing off with nothing but peace and love.